USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make his brand great.
The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has ended his testimony before the House Oversight Committee. He says he regrets working for Mr. Trump for the past 10 years.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings served notice that the panel won't be acting the way it did when Republicans controlled the House.
The days of this committee protecting the president at all costs are over. They're over.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 72 points, NASDAQ was up 5 points, and the S&P 500 was down 1.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump has been busy overseas. He's in Vietnam for his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
Chairman Kim, it's an honor to be together in really a country, Vietnam, where they've really rolled out the red carpet.
The president met privately with Kim. There were only two interpreters present during the conversation. The president told Senator Lindsey Graham that he believed the Cohen testimony distracts from his mission of achieving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. The political operative at the center of the disputed North Carolina congressional election has been arrested. Leslie McCrae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
A new survey shows that many people are having second thoughts about their student loans. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
73% of millennials who have student loan debt say they've delayed at least one major life or financial milestone because of that debt. According to a new Bankrate.com report, that includes saving for emergencies, buying a house, getting married, or having kids. In hindsight, 77% of the millennials surveyed who have student loan debt say if they could do it all again, they would do things very differently. Many saying they would have applied for more scholarships or attended a cheap for school. 9% say they wouldn't have gone to college at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Executives of the seven major pharmaceutical companies defended their prices, arguing that any cuts to their high profits would jeopardize research and development. John Clemens has more.
The prescription drug manufacturers claim legislative involvement in their pricing would stifle research of new innovative treatments. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he was concerned about patents on certain drugs that last decades.
I support drug companies recovering a profit based on their R&D and their development of innovative drugs. But at some point, that patent has to end, that exclusivity has to end, so that the patients get access to those drugs at a much cheaper cost.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.